Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the 808 Podcast. Podcast where I interview business owners, CEOs, executives, whoever else I feel like. 4 questions, 8 minutes and 8 seconds, because 808 looks like Bob, and here we go. Number one, a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
Hey, Bob. My name is RJ Falcioni. I am the CEO of Outspoke.io, as well as the managing partner of Race Hill Partners. Outspoke.io is a data management and supply chain management platform specifically built for the cannabis industry. We're helping people be more efficient in their data management collection processes, make better insights, make better decisions, improve revenue sustainability, lower cost of goods sold, all of those good things that people everywhere want, specifically for cannabis. Race Hill Partners is an interesting networking group that we just launched, focused on taking a private equity approach to syndicating deals in the cannabis space. So if you're interested in early stage private deals, Race Hill Partners is definitely a networking group you should be looking at.
Perfect, perfect. RJ, number two, real quick question here. Oh, sorry about that. I got to fix this here. There we go. How do I write a business plan for a dispensary? Go.
That's a great question, Bob. So it is obviously a challenge to you in 808 here to define all the many aspects of it, but we'll look at it a couple things top down, if you will. So first and foremost, with any business plan, I look for and I suggest people considering whether you have an idea or an actual plan. An idea is a nice thing. You sit down right on the back of a napkin, you're having a drink, you think of this cool business, great. That's not a plan. If you have a plan, you know exactly what you're going to do, what the outcomes are going to be, how to improve the outcome, how to rinse and repeat. How are you going to make money and be sustainable as a business? So that's the first thing we need to think about is idea versus plan. I think as we drill down into that concept, in Race Hill, we're looking at, Race Hill Partners, we're looking at three key categories, and that's profit, property, and purpose. So obviously profit's an easy one. We all know about making money. You know, how much money can you make with the space you have? How do you maximize the profitability? How do you make revenue sustainable? That's an important piece to it. Property could be anything from physical property. In the case of a dispensary, do you actually own the land? Is this leased? Is in 20 years somebody going to come here and replace you after you build this business up? It could be your brand. It could be your IP. There's a lot of different things that relate to property, just your market, your marketing, your logos, things like that. So all things that we need to be considering here is our property and our profit. And then that third piece, purpose. So what does this business do besides just generating money in a capitalistic fashion? How does it help humanity? How does it reach consumers by doing good? What is the purpose of this business beyond generating revenue? So those are the three things that I'm always looking for in a business plan and evaluating them on. I think some other things to be really aware of when it comes to dispensary business plans. You know, people talk about how much space you're going to have and all of these things, but where are you going to source products from? Who are you going to source products from? How do those products match up with the intended customer experience that you want to deliver? And also how do you want to give a customer experience? Do you want one of those places where people come in and hang out and lounge around in your dispensary, or do you want sort of the McDonald's model where people are coming in, it takes a couple seconds and they're out the door and the next person goes? Those are some definite things to be considerate of. Again, where am I sourcing? What am I sourcing? And how am I getting it to the consumer? Again, obviously, the point of a dispensary is to sell cannabis. So we have to be mindful of how we're selling it and where we're getting it from. I think another important thing is when it comes to dispensaries and a business plan is how you intend to maximize the value of your shelf space. So again, you can sell things, you can source things. It's easy to get. If you're in California or a lot of other states, it's easy to get source. But how is that going to be the right source for your customers to make you the most amount of money? Whether that's low cost items that sell quickly, high cost items that sit around until the right celebrity, hopefully not Will Smith, comes along. And, what are you going to do to make the most out of your shelf, right? So I think those are some things that we definitely look for. Or I would suggest considering when you talk about writing a business plan. Some other things, just very quickly, ones that may be obvious when it comes to cannabis, tax consequences, law, legal,
right.
You've got local issues, you've got state issues, you've got federal issues, especially when it comes to taxes and the IRS, the federal level, IRS code 280E is a big one. How are you going to get around 280E? How are you going to make money here is a real question. So,
yep. Actually, we only got 3 minutes and 40 seconds left. So if people want to know more, they got to go look you up there. We got to get to question number three.
Let's do it.
What are CEOs, founders, and executives that you personally know that you want to give a shout out to?
Yeah. So I'd absolutely love to shout out Joey Fisher, who's part of the Race Hill team. I'd love to shout out Stefan Johnson, who is the CTO and founder of Outspoke.io with me. I'd love to shout out the folks from Metric, M-E-T-R-C. Those are a good partner of ours, Lewis Kosky specifically, COO over at Metrics. So those are some folks that I'd love to give a shout out to.
Perfect. Number four, final thought question. Tell me about your most epic sale.
Yeah, so this was an interesting one the other day, Bob. We actually, not a direct revenue generator yet, but we just formed or sold to High Times. So we are going to have a partnership for all of our events moving forward with High Times, where people will be able to get compliant products at our events through High Times. So we're very excited about that from the RaySale Partners lens.
Awesome. Congratulations there. RJ, you've got 2 minutes and 40 seconds left. You can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather, whatever you want. We can end early. I am flexible. Go.
Yeah. So, you know, I think cannabis is a really interesting space at the end of the day, Bob, right? I think everybody wants to be involved in it, whether that's buying stocks or finding a job or what have you. So I think it's something that everyone should be looking at and how they can get it into their portfolio, or maybe if this is a good career path for them, or how, you know, perhaps their technology may appeal and be usable in the cannabis industry. But I think it's a walk before you run. You definitely want to make sure that you're in partnership with the right people, doing the right things, spending the right money and time. So there's a lot of swindlers out there in every industry, but cannabis definitely has probably more than its fair share. So I would just caution anyone listening to take a slow approach, find the right consultant, the right advisor to help them make these decisions, as you know, time is money and money is time. So you know, get involved in the cannabis industry, but just do it wisely. I think that's the best message I can send.
Absolutely, 100% agree with you there. You got a minute and 45 seconds left. Anything else you want to add, or we can end early? And ending early is okay.
I mean, you know, obviously, there's not shameless promotion here. But if someone does need help with a business plan or has more questions, they can obviously reach out to me. You can get in touch with me, RJ at outcrowdgroup.com. You can check out outspoke.io, which is their website there, and RaySale. PE.com is the other one. So, we're here. We're always happy to help and happy to take the 15 years of expertise that I have personally and help you figure out what you want to do with your business next. So.
There. Perfect there. RJ, you've got 4 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds. RJ, why is it 8 minutes and 8 seconds?
Well, I think, Bob, that 808 sort of looks like Bob. So perhaps maybe that's why it's 808.
There you are. Website real quick.
Bob, what did you ask me? I'm sorry, you're a little choppy.
Yeah, there we go. Say your website real quick.
Oh, yeah, outspoke.io. You can find us through outspoke.io.
Perfect. It's in the description. It's magic. RJ, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. For everyone else watching or listening, I am legally required to tell you to like, share, comment, subscribe, thumbs up, ring the bell, whatever the heck the social media tells you to do. You all have a wonderful day now. Talk to you later. Bye.